JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Pies are flying. 11 wins in a row, and we're joined by Nathan Murphy.
Our next guest is a Pies youngster who often goes full send.
Worked his way through. Nick Riewoldt-esque. What an effort. Nathan Murphy, Jono Brown, Nick Riewoldt, courageous as they come.
Before Collingwood takes on Sydney on Sunday, please welcome Nathan Murphy.
Here he is, Nathos. Welcome to you.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Been good. Too long since we've spoken to you. We know your bloody stupid dad and your uncle, and we're going to get to all of that in just a second. But, geez, you'd be happy with not only the side, obviously, but your own form's been great.
Yeah, no, it's been good fun this year. It's nice to play some football. That's probably been my problem in the past. I keep getting injured, being the lanky guy I am, but that's all part of it. But, yeah, no, the success is making it a lot better, and it's enjoyable playing in wins, so hopefully we can have a few more.
What injuries have you had, Nath? Because you missed, what, 19-20? So yeah. What's been the problem there, mate?
I've dislocated a couple ankles now. Ooh. And also fractured my face, which it's already a pretty bunged up face, so yes. That didn't really help it too much. But, just probably injuries, just my body saying I'm not ready for it just yet. So it's nice to play some consistent footy now, though.
And a cricket background, of course, very successful junior cricketer at not only Victoria but Australian representative as, I think, an under-16 or 15, 17, 19. So, as you would have found out, Nath, I say this all the time, much more difficult game to be good at.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a tougher game, but I was going nowhere with it. Just mentally not tough enough for it, like yourself, James. So, handle it. But, it was good fun and good experience playing in the Oz team and meeting some famous cricketers, which was good. But, no good.
You had to make the choice then. So, why did you?
Who did you play with? Before we go there, when you were in the Aussies, who were you playing with?
I was playing with Will Sutherland, Jason Sanger, so a few of the boys coming through now. And I'm good mates with Will Pekowski, who's going all right, but he's got a pretty bung-up head as well. So a few of those boys, which was good fun. But, I'm very grateful for the cricket experience.
So you love footy more?
Yeah, it was always footy was always the sport I loved the most. It was probably, though, in year 10 when Robert Shaw told me at BGS, Brian and Grandma, just to stick to cricket because I wasn't going that well. So, I got some good feedback there. But, it was always footy was the sport I loved the most, but cricket was I was probably just better at. But that all turned in year 12.
Geez, you came through in an amazing draft, 2017. Andy Brayshaw, these are all from the Sandy Dragons, of course, which is where Nath played.
Yeah.
Andy and Hamish Brayshaw, Will Walker, Charlie Constable. But the 17 draft, Nath also had LDU, Cam Rayner, Adam Chera. It was a nuts draft.
Yeah, it was a serious draft. And, a lot of Sandy Dragons boys, which was good. And it was a great night for I was on the table with Schnee. So it was good to see him and Hamish go well. But, it was a serious draft. And very happy that I was a part of it and slid to 39 to a good club, which was handy.
Exactly. And apparently Shane Warne rang up Eddie when he was a president and said, you've got a beauty here. Did you know all about that, Nath?
Yeah. Eddie called me straight away telling myself that. So Warne's always looked after me, which has been nice. I'm good mates with his son. So
good.
It was nice to have that sort of backing from a big dog in Shane Warne. But Eddie was all over it. He knew Dad pretty well, so it was all pretty funny.
We're going to get to your old man, don't worry, and your uncle, because they're both going to cop it, but that's not just yet. Hey, mate, you must be pinching yourself. 11 in a row. Rabs is a bloody Collingwood Nuffy. You should see him. He's got bloody firm downstairs. It's embarrassing. But you're flying, mate, and you're finding ways to win that are incredible.
Yeah, I think there's one game in that 11 where we've won by more than 20 points, so... it's been a ride within itself, but we do prepare for these situations, so it's not really a fluke or anything. We train these situations, and you can see on the weekend, the last 4 or 5 minutes, we executed it probably the best we have in those 11 games. But, we just know that our system will eventually break a team down if we can do it for longer, and there's just full trust within the team that everyone will execute their roles and that they don't have to do anything more. So it's pretty simple football, which I need because as soon as it gets too much for me, I'll probably crumble to pieces. But yeah. It's a pretty simple game at the moment, and it's very enjoyable off the back of that.
All right, we're going to talk Whiplash next, which is the cafe over there in Hawthorne, and also talk about the old man, my God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front, you didn't come in.
Yeah.
How's and I got a you? Ticket. Good. I got a bloody ticket.
Collingwood Footy Club have a massive game against Sydney this Sunday, and Nathan Murphy joins us.
Now, we go back a long way, the Murphys and the Brayshaws. Your old man, Sean, is one of my older brother Mark's best mates.
Right.
He did the cornice plastering Murph at my joint twice and ended up with shit everywhere. And then when the invoice arrived, my God, how many O's did he put on the end?
He doesn't miss much, Dad, and I think that's why he gave the business away, because he wasn't very good at the plastering. So very stingy with his money, which unfortunately I think I might have that trade as well.
Did I hear he's moving down to Torquay?
Yeah, him and Mum. We bought a house together probably 2 years ago now, and I like to tell him that I am the majority owner of that, so if he does piss me off, kick him out straight away.
He'd want to take the bloody sunscreen down with him.
Exactly. He's preparing to buy a boogie board.
Oh, boogie board. Come on. Hey, tell us about Whiplash. Nice little cafe there in Hawthorne.
Yeah. So there's about four of us footy boys in it, myself, Checkers, Cal Brown and Ruffy, and we opened it probably about 3 or 4 months ago now. And, it's going really well. We've had some good publicity from it, a lot of people, a lot of good feedback.
Yep.
Unless don't want to tell us the truth, but so far so good. But the boys, I'm probably in there once every couple of weeks.
That's not enough. Who's the worker? There's normally one worker and one slacker.
Ruffy's probably the ball buster. He gets the hard stuff done. Cool. Checkers can't talk to anyone publicly because he's just hopeless with people. So he away from everyone, and then Cal will work for an hour, and then he'll get to cleaning time, and he'll piss off. it's not a good combination.
No. Hey, now got some feedback here. I've found some nice little stuff about our man Nathan Murphy here. You're a dancer as a kid, and you like to wear a tutu when you're a young lad dancing around the lounge room.
This is I can't deny it. I've got two officers and I am a chick pretty much at heart. I think my middle sister is the son that Dad had, but she's a son of the family. But yeah, I used to do ballet with the girls, and I want to deny it, but it's true.
And she taught you how to dance, and you've got a friend's dance, haven't you?
This is a stitch up. Yeah, I've been trying to dance. Plenty of money at the club, so I don't think it will ever go away. But yeah, we do have a friend's dance, and it comes out every year, so it's pretty iconic at the moment.
And you're a mad Friends fan, of course.
Yeah, that gets played every day in the household.
That's it. Look at him. Oh, Nate, there you go, Nate.
Great song, but we're massive Friends fans, so it's good fun. It's nice pissing Dad off because he can't stand it, so we just. On
with Dad. Hey, and also you're a cricketer, you're a wicket keeper, but also when you did bowl, you used to throw them.
Yeah, I used to throw them down in the APS, and the umpires are that bad that they didn't call anything. So I got away with it, and even when I tried to bounce kids, I think I threw it a bit more. So I got away with that, but it was good fun. It was nice getting away with it.
Is it true your old man, who was a dyed-in-the-wool saint all his life, they got belted by the Cats out at Waverley one day, and he got caught in the car park trying to get out, and he said, "You know what? I'm not barracking for the Saints anymore. I'm moving to Geelong." Is that true?
It is. Yes, that is completely true. He is now mad Geelong.
Oh, good on him. That? I can't.
Changed in the car park at Waverley good on his him. Allegiance.
Well done.
Dad and brother nearly got rid of him after that, but very true story, and he's mad Geelong, so he'll happily admit it.
That'd be mad Collingwood.
Too funny.
That'd be supporting
now he's Collingwood, of course, with his young bloke flying.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, you're going beautifully. Good luck for the rest of the season, and maybe even a double chance and a huge September ahead for the Maggies.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, looking forward to it. Appreciate it for having me on.
Well done, Nate.
Collingwood's Nathan Murphy on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
The dancer.